Mean eyed cat, I've got 9 lives and nothing to lose.
Hello, this is Phoenix.
This is Kat.
This is Dove.
And together we are
the Mean Gang.
Okay, today we have another fantastic topic we want to dissect. And Kat is actually the one that gave birth to this topic.
Is she that born it?
Thank you.
So we're coming to work this morning. She actually stopped the Uber we ordered and then stepped out. We were thinking she was going to ease herself. She crossed over just to go toast the white guy.
It's
and
cute.
Collected number.
No, he was limping. Jesus.
Who limped?
He wasn't. He was
it's his ankle on a stone.
Uncle care. White
uncle
guys are
kill
just
you there.
Strange.
What do you mean?
It's like really pink and
pink? Like how does somebody's skin go pink?
Because it's white.
These guys are weird.
Don't be racist, please.
Okay. Let's leave it there.
But those people actually have, if you beat them up, they go white, purple, pink. Is that not weird? That's like a chameleon.
Don't forget blue.
Blue!
That's why they should never date a Nigerian girl, because if you cheat on them and they go wild, man, you're done.
That's why I'm Nigerian. There's voodoo and jazz, please.
Okay, so basically, our topic for today, in case you have not guessed it before, we're going to talk about preference. White guys or black guys?
Black guys. Dog. Black. Dog, man.
So, Kat, white or black? Obviously white. Just say it.
Thank you.
White, yes? Well,
same
I'm...
Same with your voice.
White. I love white.
The color.
Like my type?
Ew,
no,
gross.
I don't mean Nigeria like
you are as
I mean
black as they
man.
Come.
No wonder she likes Bob Risky.
OMG.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, I that meant... was so racist. Did you guys just do that? Okay. No, basically, I feel like white guys are just like their mentality. I'm not going to say no or yes. It depends on how much money you bring to the table. You know, I'm not so picky. I'm not picky, and I'm not, you know, all that type thing. I just bring enough money, and you know.
So you're all about the money.
Well, I wouldn't say all about the money, but yes, I say all about the money.
So that gender women don't come for us. So white girls or black girls, dog?
Obviously, I like when it's clean. So I feel...
What is clean?
Like from the laps, from the hands, just the chest.
Just
so.
Say it.
White or black girls?
When you say white or black girls?
I don't mean Nigerian light skin. I mean like a white lady, Caucasian.
Or a black
girl. A Caucasian means it's been cooked, right?
Wow. Okay, it's off this topic.
Okay. Black girls.
Black girls. Why?
Black girls.
I mean...
Black girls that are fair.
Oh.
So you like light skin
You are
skin
so
girls.
Racist.
Yeah. No,
so what's
no,
wrong with black skin girls? Because both of us are black skin. I was standing and I can gather you and beat.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you beat me, I'm not gonna be reddish in my color. I'm
or
black
pink.
Red.
Or blue. I'm
so,
purple.
I'm good to
nice
go.
One,
I'm
nice
good
one.
To go. So, ladies and gentlemen.
I like them both. Just have money. That is all.
That's
Phoenix said it. I like money.
That's Phillips talking.
Phoenix.
Okay.
It's a bird, you dog.
Oh.
woof yourself, dear.
Oh, so that's a bird that just talk. And I don't talk when bird are talking.
Well, it's supposed to be a cat and a dog that will be fighting, not a bird and a dog. That's
I don't know why he likes me so much, and I'm not even light skinned. I don't like you, bro.
You
don't
know
money.
What you like.
Actually, I don't.
You see, he's such a dog.
Wow.
Just jumping on everything like that. So,
yeah.
It's part of life.
I'm proud of my... I don't know.
So, have you ever been in an interracial marriage? That is white and black.
Interracial?
Like one of your cousins from the... Where are you from again? Akwa Ibom, right? One of your cousins from Akwa Ibom, she just come back from... the US with this white charming hot dude.
Mm-hmm. Car to snatch him.
That has a pink
lips.
Nah.
Car to snatch
him.
Okay. Oh my gosh. You did not just say that.
And something down there that are pink are usually small.
No. They're not all small.
Well,
not all small. Okay, from someone that has tested.
You will not go around testing. Open your shirt. Let me see.
Please don't. Period, please.
You won't go around saying, open your shirt, let me see. But
you will know.
How will you know? By the size of their nose.
Gang.
Their palms.
The palms is everything.
So,
this is new.
Oh,
you don't do that. Anyways,
I didn't know this.
Hold on.
Hold up. Hold up.
Cut.
This is interesting. Their palms.
I swear.
Please, use
that
me.
That is new.
I know my own is small, but not too small.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This one is just basic.
Basic like, palm. Okay, so.
What the fuck is going on here? In case you don't
just
know.
Just keep quiet.
They are testing.
If your size is small, don't worry. We're not going to say it in public.
It's not small. It's not like this normal size.
That is fat. And it can...
You will know by the size of the palm. Like someone with this type of my palm, my finger. Not palm, actually. Finger, sorry.
Okay.
The person's going to be long and thin.
Long and thin. So you mean my own
is
just
so weird.
There.
Actually, it was very weird.
When I actually tested it on like different guys, I was...
Wow!
Once upon a time.
Wow. When you were still in the world.
Okay.
Go girl.
Okay, guys. I think
and I found that out.
Just shut up.
I have to leave. Because I don't know where I belong now.
You are in the short and thick category.
When in secondary school, guys always check size of girls' boobs by raising their hands up, like checking their size. I don't know how you guys do that stuff. But it was so
we
weird.
Actually check size of the downside.
There's a size for the downside.
Yes.
With
this
the
conversation
lips.
Is getting out of hand.
Yeah, with the lips.
The lips.
Yeah, like.
So if he has big lips.
Like.
Your lips down there.
Don't say it.
Like, that's just weird. Like, that's actually just weird.
Like Fee.
Don't say
Fee
it.
Fee that has this kind of lips now. You know, he would just be. Let's drop it there. Let's come to.
Yes.
Let's come to Kat. Kat is. Ours is small and troublesome. You know those kind of leaves that are so small, but it can insult you from Monday to night. But it's kind of, we'll leave it for the next conversation.
Okay, so back to the white guys.
So you're telling me by their fingers you shall know
can we just
yes,
go?
Actually, this conversation is so out of hand and inappropriate in so many ways. I'm so confused.
Okay, I'm not.
Just the size of their fingers. I'm lost. Okay, this is Phoenix. I'm signing out.
I'm signing you back in. I'm signing you back in. Group admin has added you back.
This conversation is...
See, just, you know, test your guys and you would know. Well, it doesn't happen to everybody, Sha. But what I'll just advise is, before you enter into anything deep, please check the package.
Yes. Amen to that.
Before you see this.
Yes.
Before you see what?
Don't fall in love.
They're not seen.
Don't fall in love with the pinky.
They are not seen, please.
Before you see your pinky finger, especially if you have
Why are you touching my downside? I'm not comfortable. Before you see what? And you're touching my downside. I don't know. I'm not comfortable.
He has a pinky. A pinky.
I don't have his.
In that down place. A pinky finger. In fact, a pinky toe in that down place. You know how short the pinky toe is.
So basically, before you fall in love, shall just check the size. Don't fall in love with the pinky and say, God, why me?
Wait, does the size really matter for you guys?
Yes,
yes
it does.
It does, please. It does. It does.
Well, so what if it's a small size but can perform overnight?
Those people, that is not called performance. People who have small size, they are usually rough.
Yeah.
Like, where they lack in size, they try to make up in ferocity and violence.
Yeah,
and
please, on is turning me on. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that I'm being used for example and they're touching me and
don't let us touch him.
Please,
because
anything
he will not say he wants to describe his own and decide to touch us, and something is going to happen here. We're going to cut the show off. So let's continue. So if
guys,
a guy lacks in
buy toys.
Okay, now let's
toys.
Let's give this a direction. You were saying you like white more than the black. Does it mean it's only the white that possess this
white
attribute
guys are
more than
freaky? And they would, they know
they are willing to try everything.
They are the ones that are into all this BDSM kind of thing. If you don't know BDSM, I think it's bondage, submission, masochism, and
What do you call it? Masumasi.
Masochism. That is like all these saddest guys, like Christian Grey type of person that will be beating you.
Okay.
So if you're into that kinky shit, white guys are the go-to because Nigerians are a no-no for that.
No, but Nigerians, it can't totally write Nigerians off because
Nigerians also know how to use toys, basically.
Toys? What concern are we toy when we can muffle? The white guys can't give you all the swags when you're on. Trust
white me. Guys are the white freaking things that Nigerians are trying to copy.
Okay, so let's talk about the one that Fini traveled to do.
No, personally, I feel like the reason why I would say I like white guys is their mentality. They have they have the gentleman stuff. Mm. They have the whole gentleman thing on lock, and they know how to treat a lady. They absolutely do. Unlike Nigerian guys that don't know the first thing about going out on a date.
They believe actually everything is money, but out on a date. Slap the money on somebody.
What's the first thing?
Out on a date.
How do you ask someone out on a date?
How do you ask someone out on a date?
I simply go to someone that is hungry. I know those ones that are ready to go.
You see, that is the thing about every Nigerian.
No,
they believe all girls are hungry.
And you will know by their fruit. You will know.
Which fruit? Like, so are they trees?
For instance, you.
Wait, excuse me. Please, let's cut this dog out of the conversation. Let's have this conversation between both of us.
Black guys, you guys need to learn about going out on dates, be romantic. Like, you people have made it such
what
that
do
we don't value flowers in Nigeria.
What,
Nigerian girls
what
don't
do
value flowers.
Or
cards,
what do
or cards, or chocolate.
What do you guys mean
we
by
don't
being
value
romantic?
It.
What do you guys mean?
It's the thought that counts. Like, white guys know. They can just send
a
shtick.
No, but good.
Nigerian guys don't do that.
I just bought
no,
you one
do.
This morning.
Why are you talking to the way that I keep your face? Just rearrange yourself. Don't let me change you for you. We are on national radio, TV,
okay.
Something.
Right. That's fine.
Okay, my boyfriend got me chocolate and I actually appreciated it.
Oh, you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
You thought she was single like you?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Nobody wants to date you, fam.
No, but I like white guys, but I like you still, but don't worry about it.
But you're dating
a black guy?
Yeah.
And that's foolish.
How is it foolish? I like white guys.
All your life, you like white guys.
Just don't cheat on the black guy with the white. So basically, it's like, I feel like white guys just have it on lock. How to treat a lady, how to go out on dates. They can send someone to pick you up. They'll buy you a dress and be like, they send shoes, they send the dress, they send the cab guy to pick you up, take you out on
you
the
make
date.
You make him feel important. It's not. This guy doesn't even know. Yes. You feel so important. It doesn't even know the meaning of dates.
Wait, but funny thing is, there's a difference between white guys, Arab guys, Chinese guys, Indians.
Those
we mean
are,
the proper white guys, like British. Ah, British.
Oh, God.
Excuse me. Hey, we are recording.
With their accents.
Oh, to die for. That accent is a total panty dropper.
How do they speak?
Ooh.
Can I check you on a date or something?
In it? Oh, in my God.
They're crazy.
So
come on, have for you. They're crazy.
The way they talk is amazing.
I went out to the British guy one time.
Do you still have his number?
I'm single.
Auntie, don't walk.
I'm single.
You know.
I'm young.
So why